Yes, this song has been around for a while, number of years, and some of you have probably heard it before, but you probably, when you've heard it, haven't really thought of it in terms of Jesus, but yet it is a song that is appropriate to him, not in the sense that he stumbled or fell or anything like that, because he didn't, okay? It's the fact that he would not be moved either. He faced many things in his life, many trials, temptations, just like we did. And 2,000 years ago, he began his final journey to Jerusalem. It was his Lenten season, so to speak. He was on his way. And he knew what awaited him. He knew it would be a very painful death on the cross. And he was telling his disciples about it along the way, just so they would be prepared. He knew what would happen. He knew he would be betrayed. He knew that he would be denied. In both those cases, by one of his closest associates, his disciples. He knew that the people would turn against him, even though they had welcomed him in and sang praises on Palm Sunday, waving the palms and shouting Hosanna and everything. But just a couple of days later, they would turn against him. The religious leaders of the time rejected him, as did the people. And they turned him over to the Romans, who unjustly condemned him to death. He knew all that, yet he went anyway. He would not be moved from his mission. And this was foretold of him. You can put the scriptures up. This is a messianic prophecy from Isaiah relating to Jesus. It says, I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. And that has always, that particular part of this verse, where he says, I have set my face like a flint, has always stuck with me over the years. He was determined, no matter what, to do the will of God. Set his face like a flint. He would not be turned one way or the other, focused straight ahead to the end, to complete the mission, which was for him to die for humanity. One of the things that happened to him along the way, done it, next. There we go. This is an example. This is as he was going his journey towards Jerusalem to die. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. So here's well-meaning Peter. Didn't want Jesus to die. But of course he didn't understand the big picture. He didn't understand the reason why Jesus had to. But he was just trying to be of help. No, Lord, we're not going to let this happen to you. But Jesus said no. He actually rebuked Peter. Because he knew that it had to happen. He wouldn't be deterred from his mission, setting his face like a flint. He would not be moved, as the song said, regardless of who was trying to persuade him, whether it was Satan through his various temptations or using other people to influence him, whether it was his own well-meaning companion. He would not be moved. He would not be deterred in any way whatsoever. He was determined to do the will of God no matter what. Well, this is the beginning of the Lenten season. This is the first Sunday of Lent. And Lent typically is a time when we evaluate ourselves. We look at where we stand in relationship to God. How are we doing? How do we measure up in terms of what God is asking of us? Are we really growing in our relationship with Him and becoming more Christ-like? And just what is our attitude? You know, we're facing a lot of things in the world today, a lot of temptations. The world is falling apart. There's temptation to panic, to be afraid, to worry. What's tomorrow going to bring, or next week, or next year? In all my lifetime, I've never seen this country like it is today, and it's getting worse. But Jesus warned us about that. He doesn't want us to be afraid. He wants us to be prepared. He wants us to be like Him in the sense that we will not be moved either. Those who endure to the end will be saved, Scripture tells us. Well, there's some endurance that we have to experience. Like I said, there'll be temptations, persecutions. We're starting to see that. There's more things in the news today about people looking down upon Christians, criticizing us in different ways. I wonder how much longer it's going to be that we'll have the free exercise of religion in this country. Dark days are coming, and I don't want to be discouraging to you, but rather encouraging, because Jesus is coming back, and maybe very soon. All these things have to happen. But I think it's appropriate during this Lenten season that we take stock of ourselves. Are we really as determined as Jesus was to complete our mission in life? What is the Lord calling us to, individually and as a church? We need to understand that. We need to understand who we are in Him and what He expects of us. And are we going to be as faithful as He was to what God called Him to do? That's one of the big questions. It's easy to say, oh yeah, we're following You, Lord, and we'll be with You all the way, and you know, while things are still relatively mild in terms of what's going on in the world around us, but as things get worse and worse, more violence, more crime, more persecution, more uncertainty and what lies ahead, the way the economy is going, world affairs. Are we going to be just as sure then? We need to be. Those are things that we need to be thinking about. Not to worry about them, but to be prepared, knowing that they are coming, knowing that we are going to be called upon to do the same thing that Jesus did. Not to physically take up our cross and be crucified, but symbolically anyway, to take up our cross. To walk the path that Jesus has called us to walk. To be faithful to our individual missions in life. To be witnesses for Him, ambassadors for Christ. To be strong in our faith. To be willing and able to be used of Him in any given situation, no matter what's going on around us, while at the same time being at peace, knowing that He is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will give us the strength we need, the courage we need, the boldness we need. Like Joan said, we just have to believe it and receive what He has for us. Christian life is not an easy life, and it's getting harder and harder. But God has called us for a purpose. And if we are being conformed to the image of Christ, that's one of the things that we have to be concerned about. Are we going to be as steadfast as He was? So we can, Natalie Grant singing that song, "I will not be moved because my God is with me. My God will strengthen me. My God will see me through. My God is here. My God is within me. And He has a place reserved for me in heaven." I need to be faithful. We all need to be faithful to our calling. So during this Lenten season, as I said, it's a good time to reflect. Where do we stand? Are we as committed as He was to doing the will of God? I can't answer that for any of you. I can only answer it for myself. But my thought is, and my longing is, to see every one of you before God on that day where He says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done." And He welcomes all of you into His kingdom, and there's joy forevermore. There's nothing that would bring more joy to my heart than to see each and every one of you there. Not any one of you faltering, but standing strong in the faith and not being moved by any of the things going on around you. Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, that even though this world is falling apart, You are ever faithful, and we can depend on You, Lord, to see us through to the end. We thank You for Your grace, Your wondrous love, and Your provision for every need. Help us, Lord, that we would not be fearful, but rather bold and courageous, should the time require it. That we would be faithful to the tasks You have committed to us. That we would be true, Lord. That our feet would stand firm in the faith, and that we would not be moved by anything going on around us. Holding true, Lord, to our love and faith for You. Thank You, Lord. You are a faithful God. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.